I bet it's Holster.
Hello. Oh, hello. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and really to get to know your opinion. So, okay. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes who will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not at all likely to vote, or you may not be registered to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
All right. So with which political party are you registered? Would you say, like, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
All right. What is your main racial background? Like, African-American / Black, Asian / Asian-American, white or Caucasian, Hispanic?
White.
All right. What is your age?
40.
All right. 40, all right. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Oh, no, sorry. It's kind of just, like, there. Like, do you think it's going on the right track, or do you think it's just on the wrong, like, path, really?
Okay, we'll go wrong.
All right. So from the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Would you say quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, corruption in local governments, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety? All right, traffic, all right. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? So would you say you're going to, like, definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate, probably going to vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Lean slightly Republican.
Candidate. All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you have a favorite, like a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of, like, those people, you can also please say so. So the first one is Cindy Lerner.
Never heard of her.
All right. What about Richard Prashnick?
No, not familiar with him.
And what about Raquel Regalado?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Mandy Cid, Alexander Otaola, or Daniela Levy-Cava?
Daniela.
All right. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levy-Cava?
Probably.
All right. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prashnick, or Raquel Regalado?
Definitely not Raquel, and I don't know the other two.
All right. Well, if you, like, maybe lean towards Cindy Lerner or Richard Prashnick, who do you think you would vote for?
Really no idea at this point.
All right, that's totally cool. And generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Oh, part of the problem.
All right. Part of the problem. So on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levy-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
All right. Would that be definitely vote no against or probably
yes.
Vote no against?
Definitely.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner, and after hearing each one, if you could tell me if the statement makes you want to, like, support her much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or the statement makes no difference. So the first one is, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to make meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district and, like, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
Probably no difference.
No difference, all right. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
You're much less likely to vote for.
All right. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, like corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
Sounds like she's doing it, though. Like, no difference.
All right. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Much less likely to vote for.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Much less likely to vote for her.
Oh, I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please? The call completely, like... Like,
much less likely to vote for.
Hello, is anybody there?
Yes, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Percy. No, we got cut off.
Hello, is anybody there?